You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Celebrate Canada's 150th and treat yourself to a brand new Silverado. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles right now at Lakewood Chev. Let's go around the NHL. Brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. There, when you need them, call or stop in. No appointment required. They'll see you right away. You can trust Cougar Paint and Collision, 88th Street and Yellowhead Trail. Big news. It sounds like they're getting very close to signing an extension, Jack Eichel and the Buffalo Sabres. Bill Hoppe from the Times-Herald in Buffalo, also BuffaloHockeyBeat.com, joins us. Bill, I asked my audience what numbers they thought Jack Eichel would get on a contract, so I'll ask you the same thing. You cover the team. Well, if we're looking at an eight-year deal, what kind of cap hit are we thinking for Eichel?
Boy, that's a good question. I would think nine a year, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Connor McDavid set the market. I don't think Jack Eichel's going to get Connor McDavid money as good as he is, and as often as he's been compared to him, he's just not Connor McDavid yet. He hasn't led a team to the playoffs. He hasn't won a scoring title, won a Hart Trophy. But all that said, he's pretty good, and he's probably number two. So I think you'll probably see nine or so. It'll be significant, the biggest contract, of course, in Sabres history.
Yeah, now, you know, there'd been some talk, and I didn't necessarily buy it, that Eichel and certain people in the organization didn't see eye to eye. I liked Eichel. He came out. He just said, man, I'm sick of losing, and we have a losing attitude, and we need to change it. Of course, some people got all their backup. Oh, he can't say that. I'm like, why not? I watched Jack Eichel play. I never questioned his work ethic on the ice.
Yeah, he's a guy like a lot of these young stars, they've never really lost like they do in the NHL before. They've never faced a ton of adversity. I mean, Jack Eichel went through his junior career and then played 1 year at BU and played for the national championship, and all of a sudden he's on the Sabres, who were missed the playoffs, last-place team this past year, especially when they were supposed to make a big jump. Colossal disappointment. And it was very hard dealing with Jack Eichel every day. It was very hard for him to deal with losing. He wasn't used to it. He's an emotional guy, and you saw him just deal with it by speaking his mind quite a bit.
So have the Sabres improved enough, do you think, to make the playoffs next season?
My thought is they're not going to make the playoffs. They have addressed their biggest weakness, defense, by getting Marco Scandella. They needed another puck mover. He should slide nicely into the top four. They got Nathan Beaulieu pretty cheap, who needs a fresh start. He's 24. He's a former first-round pick, and he has some upside, even though they're really down on him in Montreal. They got Victor Antipin, who was a KHL All-Star, I believe. So they went out and got one of the best European defensemen. So they've added three notable defensemen, in my mind, to a defense corps that was probably among the league's worst. So they've addressed that without making a crazy trade or a huge free agent signing. But I just think new coach, a team coming off a last-place finish. They had a lot of teams fall out last year in Tampa and Florida and Detroit, and they couldn't take advantage of that, and those teams might be better, so should be better. So I can't see them making the jump in 1 year.
What do you make of Robin Lehner as a goalie?
My barber asked me that today. Everyone wants to know that. He's kind of a hot topic around town. He's pretty good. He's shown me enough that I think he could be a very good starter in the NHL sooner than later. Last year was significant, just that he stayed healthy the whole year, that he played whatever 59 games. His save percentage on a bad team facing a lot of shots was in the top 10. I think it was like 920. That said, he's still not that true elite number one. He doesn't steal enough games. He's not the difference in games enough, and that's the hallmark of a number one goalie to me. Sometimes he allows bad goals early in the game, and he's terrible. Like the worst goalie in the league in shootouts. All eight shooters, I believe, last year scored on him, which when you think about it, it's just
no, oh, that's
crazy
terrible.
Literally every shooter scored on him. So, I mean, he has significant weaknesses in that regard. So, but there's enough there that makes me think that he could be a very good starter, maybe as soon as this year. But, I mean, new regime. Tim Murray, of course, gave up a number one pick for him. Jason Botchell's in town now. He's not tied to him. The Sabres have Linus Allmark in Rochester for probably another year. they had some options. So they gave him, he got the 1 year deal and there's an RFA, and it's a prove it year for him.
Bill Hoppe joins us from the BuffaloHockeyBeat.com in Buffalo. Now, how close do you think the Sabres are? Like, are we expecting this announcement tomorrow, next week?
I don't know. My thought is it's not imminent. It still might be later in the month or before training camp or before the season. But from everything, talking to Jason Bottrell and everything else you hear, it sounds like there's really no snags. Like, both sides want this. The Sabres know they're going to have to pay him. Jack Eichel wants it to stay here. So it sounds like it's being done pretty amicably.
Have you had a chance to talk to your new general manager in Buffalo? Like, Pittsburgh played such a unique style in the sense that, like, there was times where they would just flip the puck up and they would go race for it. It's, you know, and a lot of teams struggled with that. Washington just could never figure it out. And I wonder, you know, with their defense, and they've got some speed guys, Eichel most notably. Have you talked to him at all? Is that something they'll try to implement into Buffalo's system?
Just playing fast, you mean?
No, well, but also like that. Like, I don't know how often you watch Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh at times, they would just throw the puck up, and their forwards, the minute their defenseman got it, they would blow the zone. Very few teams did it, and they had a ton of success doing it.
I'm not sure if he wants to do that. He'd probably leave that up to Phil Housley, but I do know that Phil Housley wants to play like Nashville played, which is fast, wants to utilize his defenseman, and I mean, that's the way Phil Housley played for, 21 years in the NHL. And I think his team is going to embody the way he wants to play. That's something the Sabres did not do last year. They were slow. They just didn't bring the pace. I mean, we would go through our head trying to think of the last time they scored a goal off their rush, and you couldn't think of one. I mean, they were just a boring team that, other than some of Eichel's goals, there just wasn't a ton, or in Kane's goals, there wasn't a ton of excitement. So I expect the Sabres to play with a lot of pace this year that they didn't last year. And it wouldn't surprise me if they borrow something from Pittsburgh for sure. And I think you'll see a lot of what Nashville did.
Now, looking for fun in August at the line projections, right? You've got O'Reilly and you got Oposo and you got Evander Kane and Eichel and Reinhardt. Is Pominville, is he somebody you think fills out that top six? Or who's the other top six forward in Buffalo?
I'm trying to go through my head here. It could be Jason Pominville. Did you mention Kane?
Yeah, Kane, Oposo, Riley, Reinhardt, and Eichel are the five obvious ones for me. So Pominville, like, there's no chance Matt Molson can play in your top six. So I don't know if they think Gergensen, if they re-sign him, when they re-sign him, if he can. Is it automatically going to be a Pominville, or where do you think Benoit Pouliot slots in on that team?
I would think Pouliot slots in more on the third line, but I think he could certainly move up there. Jason Pominville's a possibility. You know, if you look at Jason Pominville's stats, and he's a guy you expect at 20 goals or 30 goals and 50 to 60 or even 70 points, and he didn't hit those numbers last year, but his role was reduced. I mean, if you look at his stats, he had 40 even strength points or something, and that would have ranked number one on the Sabres. So Jason Pominville's 34 or whatever, but if you look at some of his stats, he still has a lot left in the tank. So with the greater role in Buffalo, he could be the player maybe we're used to seeing. But I also think that the Sabres want some of their young AHL top prospects, Justin Bailey, Nick Baptiste, even Alexander Nylander. They want them to make a push for jobs. They want them to seize one of those open spots. So if one of those guys winds up in the top six come opening night, it wouldn't shock me either.
Yeah, that was the guy I was going to ask about, Alex Nylander, their eighth overall pick back in 2016. You know, that wouldn't be rushing him by any stretch of the imagination. But, is that a guy who did get into, I think it was four NHL games last season? Is he somebody that they're looking at after a full year in the AHL to be NHL ready?
My thought is if he wows them, that they would give him a shot. But my thought is that they send him back to Rochester, at least to start with. I don't think he had the best year in Rochester. I mean, the talent's evident, but, I mean, he was 18. I think he was the youngest player in the AHL, actually. They gave him that stint at the end of the year. I'm not sure he really deserved that, but I think they wanted to give him a taste of it. And, you know, if they do that, maybe he'll fight for it that much more. But my thought is that Bailey and Baptiste are ahead of him on the depth chart. But it wouldn't shock me if Alexander Nylander wound up playing 50 games next year either.
Yeah, well, actually, the youngest guy was Jesse Puljujarvi. He's 2 months younger than Nylander. Those two are both 18. One's a March birthday, one's a May birthday. So Puljujarvi had him by 2 months. So, but still, it's extremely young. Rarely you don't see guys that young in the NHL because they're either in the NHL or if they're CHL guys, they're playing major junior. So looking at a guy like, you know, Botterill, have you got a chance to kind of assess what his strategy is on bringing up young guys, maybe even a guy like Gouley?
My thought is that he wants these guys to pay dues in the minors and get acclimated to the pro game first. And Brendan Gouley is a guy the Sabres should have kept last year. He would have made a big difference in the defense corps. He would have been worth several wins, and the whole season could have changed, not to overstate it, if they kept him. And he's a guy, for months we had thought that, well, come opening night in 2017, he'll be among the top six. But now with the new regime, with the Sabres adding three defensemen and just what we've gleaned from Jason Botterill, it seems like Brendan Gouley's going to start in Rochester next year. Maybe he's so good he's there until, you know, Christmas time or Thanksgiving in the United States or January, but he will get some time in Rochester, it seems like.
Oh, okay. Well, Bill, I'm sure Sabre fans will be waiting anxiously to get the official announcement on Jack Eichel, but it sounds like 8 years will be the term, and the money, your guess is between what, eight, 9 million?
Yeah, about that. I think that's a safe guess.
Bill, I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Jason.